Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Today we begin the second week of our Advent pilgrimage to Christmas. Last week, we reflected upon the need to be watchful, to be attentive, to be alert, as the signs of our times and the signs of the second coming of Christ are approaching. And we looked at the ways in which so many ways around us, these little fingerlings of the Antichrist, the anti-gospel, and the anti-church seek to distract us and pull us to all kinds of things other than the celebration of the birth of Christ, a proper season of preparation for it, and how we should, our proper dispositions at these times. Last week our word was watch. This week we're given the word prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. He will come like a thief in the night, as St. Peter told us, as we hear it also in the psalm. Be prepared. Make ready. And as I was reflecting on these readings, some words came to mind that I had read quite a while back and were refreshed. That actually come from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The big green book, as we call it. This is a great gift given to us by Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul, back in 1997. That articulates our Catholic faith. What do Catholics believe? Why do we believe it? You're familiar with this book, I hope. If not, you need to get one. But in the very first paragraph, the very beginning of this great document, we're given some words that reflect greatly and are apropos for this Sunday, this week, where we're encouraged to be prepared, to make ready, as we seek the Lord Jesus, as we're going about getting things together as for the coming Christmas season, as we seek to find him, we need to be reminded of the very core of our faith and what do we believe about our God and how he works with us. So paragraph 1 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Quote, God infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness freely created man, and this is man in humanity and all inclusive, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. We'll start there. God infinitely perfect and blessed in himself. That tells us, first of all, that God doesn't need any of us. None of us are necessary. Those hard things, it's really wrong to just say, oh, you're not important. But in a plan of sheer goodness, this is the other side of that coin. God freely created man to share in his own blessed life. We remember that none of us was necessary for God to fulfill his plan. But how beautiful and how awesome it is. He freely chose to include us in it. God doesn't need us, as I said, but what the beauty of that statement is he wants us. He desires us. We know this distinction between a need and a want, and how beautiful that is. He did not need us, but he wants us. He desires us. He freely created us to share in his blessed life. Why do we exist? To share in the blessings of God. Sometimes his blessings are sweet, sometimes they're bitter, but they're all his blessings. He freely created us. And for this reason, At every time and in every place, God draws close to man. Whoa. Powerful. In this time of waiting and preparation, we want to seek, we want to find, we want to know, we want to find God. And so many even get into this trap of, you know, well, this is the way I find God. This is the way I do it. This is the way I seek it. So one thing is just as good as any other. So you do your thing, I'm going to do mine. It's all relative. No. We don't find the created, the path. God finds us. How beautiful that is. What we were preparing to celebrate at Christmas is not, oh, we find God in the manger. We searched him among the stars. No, God came down out of heaven to find you. The Word became flesh for you, singular. I'm not speaking in the plural. For you and for me. Every time and in every place, God draws close to us, even more than we want to draw close to him. And we continue, he calls man to seek him, to know him, and to love him with all his strength. Well, the Baltimore Catechism, it isn't outdated. Those of you who were trained under those days, why did God make me? God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him, to be happy with him in this life, and to be forever with him in the next. He calls us to seek him. That's what Advent is about. We come to know him as we prayed in the opening prayer. And to love him with all his strength. He gives us the very strength we need to know and love and serve and seek him. Why? Because he draws us to himself. He comes looking for us. Remember back in the garden when Adam and Eve committed the original sin, that first sin? They tried to hide themselves. And what is the very first word God speaks? Where are you? I'm looking for you. Why are you hiding? He comes in search of us. In fact, he even calls us together. He calls all men. Not because we're holy and we have it all figured out. And now that I got it all figured out, then God wants me. No, he wants you because he scatters all. He calls all who are scattered rather by and divided by sin. Because of your sinfulness, he calls you to himself, into the unity of his family, the church. He seeks you out to draw you to himself because you have distanced yourself from him, because we are far from him, because he knows we are his sinful children. He calls us into his family. And how does he do this? To accomplish this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. He sent the Messiah. What Isaiah is speaking to us today is the same sentiments the Jewish people still hold today. The Messiah. The long-awaited one. Who will set all things right. Who will take the confusion of life and make sense out of it. Who will take all the difficulties and make us refreshed. Who will lead us to salvation and bring the remedy for what is wrong with us and wrong with the world. And this is who we believe Jesus Christ to be. If he's something other, then you've got those fingers getting in the way again. But to accomplish this, he said, in the fullness of time, he sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. Thus, in his Son and through him, he invites men to become in the Holy Spirit his adopted children, and thus heirs to his blessed life, which all begin in baptism. So, dear brethren, as we continue our Advent pilgrimage, our Advent journey to Christmas, in all our anxiety and all our worries, whether it's an easy time or a hard time or whatever time it is, God desires you. He doesn't need us, but he desires us. He chooses to want us and make us part of his plan to draw us into his family, to give us his blessedness. And we can get really worked up about this at times, don't we? God, where are you? He's right there. He is the one seeking us more than we seek him. in ways of wonder that we can't even fathom. And that's so beautiful, isn't it? So as we watch, as we prepare, allow yourself to be found by Him who is seeking you. Remember that gift that Jesus wants of us for Christmas. He wants your sins. He seeks us in His sacraments. He comes on the altar to feed us. He comes in the confessional to heal us. He comes to you in the sacraments of vocation to give you what you need to get to heaven. Let us dispose yourself to Him. Allow Him to find you. Allow Him to catch you. Allow Him to surprise you in so many ways. As throughout this Advent season leading to Christmas, we prefer nothing whatever to Jesus Christ so that He can bring us to everlasting life. Amen.